Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is Basic Laws of Chemistry. There's three laws of chemistry that we want to talk about today. The first one is the Law of Conservation of Mass, developed by Antoine Lavoisier around the year 1774. The law states that matter can't be created nor destroyed, but it could change forms from one type of matter to another. And this has been a cornerstone of chemistry for a long time. This was one of those discoveries that turned chemistry from a trial and error type science to something that could be predicted. It gave it a lot more structure. And Lavoisier, it's not surprising that he was the one that came up with this idea. He was known as a very precise experimenter. He took great care in his experiments that they were done just right, good measurements, good equipment, and he came up with the law of conservation of mass. Another way to state it is the total mass of all the reactants, starting materials, in a chemical reaction will equal the mass of the products, what you end up with. The second law is the law of definite composition, also discovered by a French chemist, Joseph Proust, around the year 1804, and he said that each compound has its own unique formula, and it doesn't share it with any other compound. So every compound has its own unique formula. For instance, water. Water is always H2O. If there's anything other than two atoms of hydrogen to one atom of oxygen, it's not going to be water. And so, at the same time, weights were being developed for these atoms. And so if every compound has its own formula, that means it also has its the same percent composition by mass. Water, for instance, is always going to be 11.11% hydrogen and 88.89% oxygen. And it doesn't matter where how the water is obtained. It could be obtained from a reaction done in the lab. It could be gotten from rainfall, from the ocean. It doesn't matter. It will always be that percentage. The third law that we're going to take is the law of multiple proportions. This was developed by John Dalton. And what he said was that elements can combine in different ratios, but they are going to form different compounds. And so that ties in with Proust's law of definite composition. So let's look at some examples. If we had carbon and oxygen, we are familiar with two compounds already. One, CO, carbon monoxide, versus CO2, carbon dioxide. Now those formulas might look similar, but the two compounds are quite different. CO, carbon monoxide, is essentially car exhaust, very poisonous, created by the combustion of hydrocarbons with not enough oxygen. The other, CO2, it's necessary for plants. Most living organisms exhale CO2. There's different ways to make the two compounds. They're very different. They are each, however, made up of carbon and oxygen. While the first is a 1-to-1 ratio, but the second is a 1-to-2 ratio, and that gives them their distinct, unique set of properties. Another example, hydrogen and oxygen. H2O, a 2-to-1 ratio of hydrogen to oxygen, is going to give us water. We all know about water. We don't need to state its properties here. Versus H2O2, a 2-to-2 or 1-to-1 ratio of hydrogen to oxygen, that creates hydrogen peroxide. Now, you might have a small bottle of hydrogen peroxide at home, and it might seem to be very, very similar to water, but it really isn't. What you have at home is probably 3% hydrogen peroxide, and it's probably even less than that because hydrogen peroxide decomposes sort of quickly. Hydrogen peroxide is used for, it'll disinfect cuts, so if you want to, you cut yourself and you want to make sure that there's no germs there, you might put a little bit of peroxide in there, hydrogen peroxide. It's also used as a bleaching agent. It is an extremely strong bleaching agent. 30% hydrogen peroxide will bleach almost everything. It will, you couldn't use it on clothes. It would take any of the dye right out of the clothes. But they do have similar formulas. H2O, a 2-to-1 ratio of hydrogen to oxygen in water, and 2-to-2 H2O2, essentially a 1-to-1 ratio between hydrogen and oxygen in hydrogen peroxide. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of some of the basic laws of chemistry. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.